SOP259. Today we are talking about some questions that listeners have sent in, including iTunes, promoting your podcast, and we're going to revisit the discussion on seasons.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach and slightly stuffed up today, host Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. I am your personal podcast coach, where we come here, we talk about all things from planning your podcast, producing it, to promoting it. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. We are going to talk about monetizing it a bit. And let me remind you just right at the front that if you'd like to get in contact with me, a couple ways. You can go to our website at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or this coming the 7th of June. What is that, a Tuesday, he said? Yes, that's next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. It's like a roundtable. It's kind of a PodCamp online where we just talk podcasting live and answer questions and network and things like that. Would love to see you at that. It's free, by the way. And want to say up front, this isn't really an apology, but here in Ohio, summer's kicked into gear and my allergies are crazy. I'm going to do my best not to sniff through the episode today, but I'm feeling awful, so I'll try to get through that. But I have an email from James Schulfer, and he actually sent this in a while ago, a couple weeks ago, and I've since answered this before. He said, Dave, I've been listening to your podcast for 3 or 4 years now, and I really enjoy the School of Podcasting. Well, James, thank you very much. I deeply appreciate that. He says, I have two questions for you. You say iTunes is going to have less and less of an impact on podcasting. Besides iTunes, where else would you post your podcast? Also, which directory is gaining listeners if iTunes is losing listeners? Well, let's all gather around. Let's listen to Grandpa Podcast here. Back in the day, if we go back to 2004, 2005, there was no iTunes. Much like people don't believe that there was a time when Google didn't exist, and it's true. But there was a program called Juice. And it's still around. It's a great pod catcher, I guess we'll call it that. But subscribing to a podcast was not easy. You had to kind of go to the RSS button, which nobody knew what that was. You'd right-click on it. You'd copy the location. You'd go to Juice, and you would paste that URL into the software. Sounds really complicated. It's not. It takes about 2 seconds. You can actually learn about that. If you go to learntosubscribe.com, you can see that in action. iTunes came along. They made it super easy to subscribe to a podcast. You simply clicked on it once, and at that point, back in the day, it would take you right to iTunes, and you could click on subscribe. Now, thank you, iTunes, it takes you to the cloud version of your podcast, and you have to say, show this in iTunes, and then click again to subscribe. In fact, I'm pretty sure on the iPad, there isn't even a subscribe option in the iPad version of iTunes. Again, thank you, Apple. So, but the cool thing was they gave you one-click subscription. Now, fast forward 2011, I'm using a program on my Droid called BeyondPod. There are many other ones. I just read about another one today. There are all sorts of podcatching, I guess is the buzz phrase for this, podcatching software programs that allow you to manage your podcast on your phone. So what is going to take over the place of iTunes is going to be your phone, because there's no synchronization. I love the fact that I can just say, update my feeds. And if there's a new podcast, I don't have to subscribe. I don't have to, you know, find my iPod and things like that. My phone has 13 gigs of space on it. So yes, I don't have all my music, but I have all my podcasts with me. And being that I listen to podcasts almost 24/7, it's great, and I never run out of podcasts. So what's gaining ground is going to be your phone. Now, some of these places, but not most of them, will have a podcast directory. Like, for instance, one of the places that is gaining ground is the BlackBerry. And you can Google, you know, adding your podcast to the BlackBerry and you'll find a link. I'll put a link out in the show notes to that. Miro is another software that has kind of a directory that allows you to kind of synchronize players and things like that. That's been coming up on board, but basically it's going, I don't know that there's going to be another place that replaces iTunes. And, by the way, just because iTunes has gone from 90% to, I don't know, 60%, doesn't mean it's going away. As they do more things, Apple's getting ready to come out with their music service. The hub of that is probably still going to be iTunes, because iTunes wants you there. Apple wants you there because you're one click away from their store. So, but that's the one that kind of came on recently, was the BlackBerry directory has an actual place for you to listen. Are there directories that bring more juice than other? Answer, no. There are a few. If you go to, I usually direct people to Podcast 411. He's got a directory of directories. And does it really bring a lot of traffic to list your podcast in all these different places, many of which have gone by the wayside? No, but what it does do is it puts a link to your website on another website, which can help with your Google juice. Now, I've actually got a tutorial at the School of Podcasting, which walks you through that process, which would probably take a couple days, and you can do that in about 10 minutes with a little tweak that I have that makes it super easy. So that's the answer to that. What's going to replace iTunes? Everything. So where it used to be iTunes, the big advantage was one-click subscription. I'll give you an example. I can surf the net on my phone. I can go over to, creativepastors.com was once I just went to, and you can find the RSS button, and that would be my advice. Make sure your RSS button is easy to spot, because if you're on your phone, all you have to do is click on that, a one-click subscription, and it says, hey, do you want me to add this to your Beyond Pod? And I'm sure all the other software titles do the same thing. And I go, yes, and boom, I'm subscribed. So the one-click subscription that made iTunes so great isn't such a big deal anymore. So that's one of the big reasons, I think. So thanks for that. James has another. Let me go back up. Now, here's the cool thing. We talk about building community here. This is from DJ City from, I guess that's Texas, TJX. His podcast is called The Japan Experience. It's a podcast covering Japanese music and travel in Japan. I was thinking about something you said about iTunes, and I have to say iTunes is not the big fish anymore. I'm listed on iTunes, Zune, and Creative Zen podcast programs. Never even heard of that one. I was getting 5 off Zune, 20 off iTunes, and another 5 off some other clients. I also posted to message boards, got Twitter fans to retweet new episodes, got maybe 10 more. I was seeing about 10% increase to people listing on the site and comments, and those were slow. Then I found out about Miro. I just talked about that. If you go to getmiro.com and posted, my listeners, that basically gave him an increase big time. In the first month, I was seeing 100 new subscribers and a 50% increase in streams off my site. Month after month, I boosted up to 50 new subscribers, making close to 200. My downloads are around 300 downloads. First of all, thank you for sharing your numbers. I love when people do that. Then after that, Miro placed this as their featured podcast, gained lots of downloads, but no subscribers. Sometimes you have to look at other podcasts other than iTunes to get people to listen. So yeah, that's another one that I'm not sure exactly what the Miro service does. I need to go over, because I know I've looked at it before. It's been a while. It's pretty cool. So there's one to look at. So that's from DJ City. So he's saying check out Miro. And again, iTunes is kind of, you know, again, because they're making it hard to subscribe to a podcast. So, you know, if they valued podcasting, and let's face it, if you say, well, why is Apple, I don't want to say they're abandoning podcasts, but it's not a priority, because we don't make them any money. We don't make them any money. We add value to their tool, but we don't make them any money. That may change as more and more people start again to listen to podcasts. So let's go on to James' second question. On the May 15th episode, you mentioned that you do not like seasons. I agree with your points. However, I'm thinking about producing a podcast on local minor baseball teams. Spring training starts in late March, and the regular season ends the first week in September. News is kind of slow during the off season. Any thoughts about producing a sports podcast when the season is only 6 or 7 months long? And my answer to this is, number one, first of all, as long as you communicate up front, I will see you guys back in March and let your fans know that. Hopefully they will understand that. But here's the great thing. So you're involved in a minor league team. One of the great things, we talked about great content. Great content is content that you can't get other places. Now, obviously, that's not the only definition, but that's one of the definitions. So because hopefully you have a relationship with maybe the owner of the team or the coach of the team, go for all the information that you can't get. Go interview the mascot. Interview the players. Get that human interest going so that in the same way I've had musicians that will do a podcast and they'll talk about all the stories behind a song and then eventually release the album, and people now want to buy the album because they've heard the stories. So if you've heard the stories, maybe now you want to actually come see the game, listen to the podcast, and so get the players involved. Interview the owner if you can. What's it like to be an owner? What's an average day in an owner? Because we all think they're millionaires and running around in their Bentleys and things like that. I'm sure in minor leagues, it's not like that. If there's a person that does the music at the stadium, what's it like to do the music at the stadium? How do the players pick their music? Anything that's kind of behind the scenes. Then, as the season's going on now, start to line those up now, because maybe in minor season they may actually go away or things like that, but start recording those now, but don't release them. And then see how many of those you have, and come September when the season is over, go, okay, I've got 6 months so that the season's off, I've got 12 episodes, I can release 2 a month. And just, when that season ends, goes, okay, we're still going to be talking about our team, we're going to do 2 a month, so don't unsubscribe if you have any questions, things like that. So that would be something to think about. Anytime you can get behind the scenes, and hopefully you've got a relationship going with that actual team to give you behind the scenes. And then, also talk to the owner. See if there's a way to start rewarding people for listening to the podcast. Maybe they can get, a couple bucks off a ticket or something like that, or some sort of coupon code to buy tickets. All sorts of fun ways to fill up that season. I know a lot of people have seasons that do podcasts about TV shows, and it's hard. And that's where you can just follow up on the actors and things like that. But it may be, again, in some cases you may not have the option, and you just have to say up front, "We will see you on this date." Now, another thing that some people do. There's a TV show called Rescue Me, and I think it's coming back. It's on FX. It stars Dennis Leary. It's one of my favorite shows. But they have extended breaks between seasons. So what they do is, to keep people interested in it, is they do mini seasons. So what they are, mini episodes. So what you might do is take some of the information back from the current season and maybe the previous season, especially let's say you have 20 episodes in your stream. So when people subscribe to iTunes, they can download the last 20. Well, what if there's 150 episodes? You might go back to some of those earlier ones and make a, quote, best of episode to keep that going. Now, obviously that's more work and things like that, but it's another way if you're looking to constantly keep things out. It's like, hey, today we're going to go back 2 years ago when we talked with so-and-so and such-and-such. And it might not be a full episode, because again, it's a lot of work, but it might just be a snippet and a quick 5-minute podcast to keep people, hey, don't unsubscribe. You're still getting information there. So that's another alternative to fill up seasons, is to do a best of. I've actually thought about that for some of my podcasts that have hundreds and hundreds of episodes. And if I don't have anything, I'm like, if I'd actually taken time to do a best of, I could put that here and I wouldn't feel bad that I'm kind of breaking my own cardinal rule, which is stay consistent. So Thanks for the question again, James. And if you want, again, you can comment out at this at our website. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. All right, wanted to let you know, I mentioned a couple episodes back about a company that gives away free, royalty-free music that you can use in your podcast. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music, it will take you over there. They have come out with more CDs, and if you're a video person, they do all sorts of video stuff as well, but they've got all sorts of new music that is now coming out again, more different CDs and stuff. So if you're interested in that, what you end up doing is you pay $8 for the shipping. So is it free? No, not entirely, but you get a lot of music. And today I've actually been using, I think, hip-hop music from a DV that I got from them. Again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music. The last thing I wanted to mention today is next week I will be doing a microphone review. It should be here. I'm based on what I've got the email from. And it is a microphone I'm not going to get to keep, but I am going to be able to save myself $300 and get to try it. And why? Because number one, it's going to be good content, because I feel my audience is going, I wonder what that microphone sounds like. And so I've been talking in the past, you know, I just put out the book, More Podcast Money. And if you go over and you buy the book, there are tutorials there now that kind of show off some of the things I talk about in the book. And one of the things you can see is the actual email that I sent to the company. Now, I've hidden the company name and the product, but you can see what I sent to them and how they sent it back and how I interacted with them to actually get free stuff. And this will also be at the School of Podcasting as well. Everything I say about More Podcast Money is also at the School of Podcasting. I just realized that there are a lot of people that listen to this show that are like, you know what? I wouldn't mind some free stuff. I got 3 books in the mail this week. I'm now on the list of different publishers. And when they find a book that they think, they know my niche, because I'm like, look, don't give me a book on knitting. I don't do a knitting podcast. But they just send it to me automatically. And I've told them, look, I'm not giving you a good review because it's free, and they understand that, they appreciate that, and they understand the power of the niche. So if you're interested in that, go over to morepodcastmoney.com and sign up today. Also, wanted to mention before I get out the door, speaking of More Podcast Money, if you'd like to hear me interviewed, I was interviewed by our good buddy Fred Castaneda from the Struggling Entrepreneur podcast. Find it at strugglingentrepreneur.com. He's way over 100 episodes now. Good friend of the show. Great guy. And I will put a link to that, or you can just go to strugglingentrepreneur.com. And he's interviewing me about being an entrepreneur. And so it's a good interview. Fred's a great guy, and I'll put a link to that out in the show notes as well. So don't forget about our upcoming webinar. It's June 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To sign up for that, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. And while we're speaking of signing up for things, if you haven't started a podcast, then come visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. We have step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through planning your podcast, on how to record your podcast. We have tutorials on Audacity, on a couple other different programs, on promoting your podcast, how to get it into iTunes, what the heck is FeedBurner, why do you use it? And then we've got tips on monetizing your podcast, if that's something what you're looking for. Come visit us at schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks so much for listening. Again, if you'd like to contact me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com is my email. You can leave a comment out at our show notes. Go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to call in your comments, that's my preferred way to hear from you. Call it in, 888-563-3228. And until next week, class is dismissed. And here, kids, is a free tip on always remember to shut off your cell phone. And speaking of signing up for things, if you are ready to start a podcast, there is no better time than the present, he said when his wife called. Hi, baby.